of matches. I've got a can of kerosene. I got some bad ideas involving you and me. I don't blame you for walking away. I touch myself at thoughts of flames. I shat the bed. I lay there in it, thinking of you. Wide awake for days. Wide awake for days. And I found you tongue-tied in my twisted little brain. You couldn't crack a smile. I didn't catch your name. I don't blame you for walking away. I'd do the same if I saw me. I swear it's not contagious. And for short steps we can erase this. Step one, slit my throat. Step two, bleed my blood. Step three, cover me in dirty sheets and run laughing out of the house. Step four, stop off at Edgebrook Creek and rinse your crimson. Me hostage, you made your demands. I couldn't meet him, so you cut off my fingers one by one. One by one. I'm like a broken record. I've got a needle scratching me. It injects the poisons of alcohol IV. I don't blame you for walking away. I'd do the same if I saw me. I swear it's not contagious. Swear to God it's not contagious. Step one, slit my throat. Step two, bleed my blood. Step three, cover me in dirty sheets and run laughing out of the house. Your demands. I couldn't meet him, so you cut off my fingers one by one. This could be love.
I'd like to start with a block of very fast punk rock music, and I'd like to start with a band from Australia. They're called Frenzel Romp, and they have a new album called Smoko at the Pat Food Factory. In North America, Fat Records, they're releasing this record, and this is the first studio album for Frenzel Romp since 2006, and it's an amazing record. The pre-order is already opened on the website of Fat Rec, and it's also available on iTunes. But this is, I think this might be one of the best records of the year. I say that a lot, but this record impressed me. Absolutely just blew me away. It's a great record, great band, Frenzel Romp, and I'd like to start with a song called Hungry Jack's Car Park, and yeah, this is Frenzel Romp from Australia. So let's start listening to it. This is Frenzel Romp, and this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down.
Shot right through the head. Pretty sure knows how to throw a party. Blue fluorescent flashing overhead. And they do it smack. Outside road rejects. Sunday, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want more for them. Dead in ambulance. And a value meal. 120 deal. And now the guts are stupid. Is it stupid dust? At 15 years old, taking too much fun. Now the cats are stupid, is it stupid dust? I know what to do, rock a shade of blue. But now the cats are stupid, is it stupid dust? Stupid, is it stupid dust? Stupid, is it stupid dust?
streets of a mission where the night can save your life. To the rows of narrow corridors where the world looks nothing like anything your eyes have ever seen in your entire life. San Francisco can be short and louder than the world at night. And the world
September 7th at the Waldorf, it's Drag City Recording Artists RTX featuring Jennifer Herrema of Royal Trucks. Also hitting the stage will be Nashville's Heavy Cream and Vancouver's very own Joyce Collingwood. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are on sale for $10 at rtxheavycream.eventbrite.com. RTX, Heavy Cream, and Joyce Collingwood, Wednesday, September 7th at the Waldorf.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a block of punk rock music, and that's what I usually play on We All Fall Down. And let's go through the tracks we listened to. The last track, it was by Canadian band The Flatliners. They have a brand new 7-inch called Count Your Bruises, and that was a song of exactly the same title. There is two B-sides on the 7-inch, and both B-sides are great, and I will play them for you in next couple weeks. Maybe 2-3 weeks, but I will definitely play those B-sides because those songs are great. Flatliners from Ontario. Before that, we heard a local band called The Rebel Spell. They have a great new album called It's a Beautiful Future, and we heard the first track of it, which was titled Beautiful Future. Before that, another local band called The Dreadnoughts. The Dreadnoughts, they have a new, we can call it EP because it has 7 songs, and the name of the EP is Uncle Toshi Goes to College. And it was first track of this album, or EP, called Defiance. It's a really good EP. I really do like. So if you like the Dreadnoughts, and they're always fun, I highly recommend you to check out this great band from British Columbia, Vancouver. Before that, we heard the band from New York. They called Up For Nothing. A very fast, very you know, 90s sounding band. They have a new album called 12 Stories Down, and it was a great track called Destruction, track number 4. And I opened this block of music with Frenzel Romp from Australia. They have a brand new album called Smoko at the Pet Food Factory, and we heard a track called Hungry Jack's Carpack. Again, if you like punk rock music, if you like 90s punk rock, check out Frenzel Romp. They have a really good record out, and it's already available for pre-order on Fat Wreck Courts. Let's continue on. I have, again, I don't have enough time, but I have so much music, and I'd like to play this music for you. So let's play this pop punk music. Block of pop punk, power pop, and this type of music. I'd like to start with Canadian band Chicks Dig It. They have a new EP this year. This EP came out earlier this year on Fat Records, and 7 songs again, and it's a really, really good EP called Safeways Here We Come. And I'd like to play a song called Swedish Rat. That's a track of this brand new EP. So let's start. I'd like you to play some Chicks Dig It from Calgary, Alberta, and this is Punk Rock Show. We All Fall Down.
Let's play! much work. Someone pissed on the front hall, nearly came to the drywall. Trevor found all the spray glue. Now every wall says fuck you. Broken bottles.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You all listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show called We All Fall Down. This is the name of the show. And we just heard a block of pop punk music. There was too many bands, but they had all short songs. So I played for you, like, I don't know, seven or something songs. So let's go through the list of the songs I played for you really quick. So the last song, it was by Vacation Bible School from their new album called Ruin the Scene, and it was a song Leaving the Town. Before that, with what was Screeching Weasel, their new album First World Manifesto, and it was the track Follow the Leaders. Before that, we heard Chicago's Copyright. They have a new album called North Sentinel Island, and it was a song The New Ground Floor. The Dopamines. The name of the record is Expect the Worst, and the name of the song was Glenora House. Before that, we had a new song from Teenage Bottle Rocket from their new 7-inch called Mutilate Me, and it was a song called Punk House of Horror. Before that, we heard a band from Ottawa called the Steve Adamick Band. They have a self-titled release, and that was a song called Domino. Before that, it was Reaganomics from their new album on Red Scare Records called Lower the Bar, and it was a song Don't Worry, We'll Play First. Oh, this is too much. I played for you too many songs. And before that, it was the Hextalls, the local band, that their album Get Smashed, and it was a song Punk Man. And the first track of this block of music, it was Chicks Dig It, Swedish Rat, Safeways, Here We Come. There was lots of bands and lots of songs, but they have only, you know, short, most of them were short like 1-2 minute songs, and it was, you know, I like it. It's punk rock music. You don't have to write long songs. Let's continue on. I'd like to play you some other music for you. There's a pretty big show happening in Vancouver very soon. It's on August 31st. Next week, Blink 182 are playing at the GM Place, and the opening bands are really, really good. Rancid, Against Me, and My Chemical Romance. So I'm really excited to see Rancid and Against Me, and two other bands, they're pretty good too. So I'd like to play you some of those songs by those bands, because this is like Rancid and Against Me. Those are legendary bands, and the bands which both like one of my favorite dumb bands, and I'm really excited to see them next week at the Rogers Arena. And yeah, Rancid, they're just a legend, and they don't play that often, so I decided to go and see one of my favorite band at the Rogers Arena. So this event will be on August 31st, and let's start with playing music. Let's start with some Against Me. I'd like you to play an older song. The name of the song is Reinventing Axl Rose, and that's from the first album by Against Me, which came out back in 2002 on No Idea Records. So let's start. I'll play you Against Me, Rancid, and My Chemical Romance. So let's start with Against Me, Reinventing Axl Rose.
I'm not sure. exterminate the whole fucking race. And your face is trapped in a pile of flesh, and then your heart, heart pounds till it bombs in the hell. Grab the red deal, exterminate the whole fucking place. Well, all I wanna do, with all I can do, who'd I do this for?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a couple songs, but very well-known songs. I can call them punk rock hits, if you don't mind. The last song we heard, it was a song by a band called My Chemical Romance. They have... that's not an album song, and it's not their song. And you probably know that's a song by the band, by the great band, called Misfits. There was a compilation which was, it's some kind of Tony Hawk American Wasteland type of compilation. There was some emo-ish bands, and they were doing good songs. They were doing like old hits, and it's actually turned out a pretty interesting compilation. Like nowadays, not nowadays, I think it was 5 years ago, like those emo pop emo bands, they did good songs by old bands, and it turned out interesting. Some bands did a good job, some bands did not a very good job. I think my Chemical Romance, they did a pretty good job covering Aster Zombies, and I think his voice, it gives an interesting version of classic song Aster Zombies by the Misfits. Before that, we heard a legendary band called Rancid. That was a song of their classic record. And out come the wolves. I took my little pause to take my record and just to feel the record, because this is one of the greatest punk rock albums of all time, and it has 19 songs, and all the songs are just hits. This album came out back in 1995 on Epitaph Records, a classic record, and we heard the song Journey to the End of the East Bay. Really, really good record. Again, I'm just looking at this picture. It's a great record. And I opened this short block of music with Against Me, a band from Florida. They did a song reinventing Axl Rose, and they had an album of the same title that was a debut album, and it came out back in 2002 on No Idea Records. So all those bands, all those three bands, Rancid, Against Me, My Chemical Romance, and Blink 182. They are playing on August 31st, I believe it's Wednesday. They are playing at GM Place, Rogers Arena, the big building where they play hockey, and sometimes they play rock and roll music. So on next week, it's gonna be a show, Rancid and Against Me, and I'm really excited to see those bands next week. I'm almost done. I have a couple minutes left, and I see Robin is already here. He waved at me through the small window here at CITR, and Inkstuds is next. This is a show about comics, and Robin, I'm glad he's here, and so he'll be doing an interview again with the people who, what's the correct word, who do comics. Anyway, after this show is a show about comics called Inkstuds, and then after that we have a Japanese music quest at Yukiko, and then at 5 o'clock we have Barn Burner hosted by Bobby Ferris. Stay tuned to all this fine radio programming here at CITR. We are known for being a very, very diverse and very, very eclectic radio station. I play punk rock, and then after that we have show about comics, and then we have a Japanese music quest, and then we have Bobby Ferris's absolutely different type of music. It's really interesting. That's the thing of our radio station. We like eclectic music and we like eclectic art, and everyone has an opportunity to share their favorite stuff with the listeners of this fine radio station. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. That's the website, and I also have a blog. The address of the blog is weallfalldown.citr.tumblr.com, and I will have the playlist, and I have maybe pictures and the link to download the episode. You can also follow me on Twitter, TIMA_TZAR, Tima underscore Tsar, and that's it. You know, I'm ready to leave, and I will. I would like to say happy upcoming weekend. Enjoy the rest of the summer, and I'll see you next week. I'd like to finish the show with a song by a great band called Dillinger 4, and their great song, which is called D4 equals putting the F back in art. That's enough talking. I would like to finish with punk rock music. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Dillinger 4.
Forgive me, for a second I thought we were eye to eye. My mistake, I shouldn't have faked it, and now it's cheers to a waste of time. I don't remember asking your permission to have my own goddamn opinion. And if this is how it goes in all of your shows, please point me to the exit. What a circus of clowns we are. Politicians could learn some tricks here. It's hard to see past all the stars. Please point me to the beer. Mr. Teen's back on the rise. Drop a name and cut it down to size. Together new dance. I'm coming to walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Since we've been drinking at the bar, feel like a meeting of the board. Skeletons patting each other's back in a tag team sales attack.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope.
showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust the move.
If you want it, you got it. You want it, baby, you
just
got it.
Just bust the move.
You want it, you got it. You want it, baby, you
break it
got
down
it
for me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start faking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stomping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do, G, bust the move.
If you want it, you got it. You want it, baby, you
just
got
bust
it
the move.
You want it, you got it. You want it, baby, you
move
got
it. Move it, boy.
Listen to Inkstuds on CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, these headphones are way too big for my head. Can you see this? It's not right. Hi, folks. It's been a while since I've been in here. That was the wonderful Inkstuds theme song by the always incredible Brian Fukushima. Thank you for doing that, Brian. I love you. As does everyone else. We miss you in Vancouver. God damn you, Toronto. My guests this week are Robin Bougie.
Hello.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Hello.
Oh, maybe it's not. Oh.
Turn on the mic. That's a good idea.
Turn on mic one, mic two. Oh, it's been a while since I've been in the studio. Can you tell? Robin Bougie, it's been a long time since Robin's been on the show.
Yep, been a while.
I miss you, Robin.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Bro. Robin, since coming on the show, I don't remember last time. It was for an issue of Cinema Sewer. We were joined by the wonderful Phil Barrett.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Another man who I miss. He's in Ireland. God damn you, Ireland. And since that, when you were on, you've since had three books come out, or two books and a third one.
Third one is actually just come out in the last week or so, but that's only in England, and it'll be here in